Studio 360.
In this hour of Studio 360, we are exploring facets of speculative fiction, sci-fi, fantasy, horror, anything otherworldly. Fans of the novelist George R.R. Martin have been waiting 7 years for the next, presumably final installment of his fantasy series, A Song of Ice and Fire. That idea, a multi-novel series, never sat well with the consistently productive and considerably more concise Harlan Ellison.
It only took Dostoevsky one book to do Crime and Punishment. Why do these blowhards, these bloviating nitwits, need 6 books to talk about dragons?
Bloviating or not, Martin's series of novels and its TV adaptation, Game of Thrones, is the most popular fantasy franchise this side of Middle-earth and Hogwarts. One of the most popular characters on Game of Thrones was played by Christian Nairn. Such a perfect name for an actor in a medieval fantasy. It was a difficult part because he only spoke one word and had to use that one word to express everything: panic, anger, confusion, joy. In 2015, our colleague Sean Ramisfarm talked with him about playing maybe the oddest big role in big-time TV history.
I'm Christian Nairn, and I'm an actor and DJ, best known for my role probably in Game of Thrones.
And who do you play again?
I play Hodor. You just wanted to hear me say that.
I did. Even if you've never watched Game of Thrones, there's a fair chance you've heard of Hodor. He stands out because he's really big, he's really lovable, and he only says one thing.
Hodor.
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 Even you, sweet giant.
Hodor.
The one-dimensionality of Hodor makes him really malleable as a walking, hardly talking meme, and the internet has a ton of fun with him. Even search engines get in on it. When you Google Hodor, the official Google search results just say Hodor over and over like 40 times. Hodor had no idea. It says
on
it like
Google? 50.
Yeah, Google did it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's bizarre. Not
it
you.
Is bizarre. It is bizarre. That stuff really takes me to the fair.
I Googled the idiom takes me to the fair, but my results were inconclusive. Hodor belongs to a special league of TV characters that have found life far beyond their TV worlds online. It's him, it's Sailor Moon, it's the entire cast of The Office. There are GIFs and supercuts and memes for days dedicated to these people. Just imagine how much power you wield when you're one of the most beloved characters on the most pirated TV show in the history of the universe, the internet's favorite TV show. Christian Nairn is well aware of his unique position, and he's using it to promote his other passion. Hodor is really into house. Christian can't stop and won't stop either one, not the Hodor, not the house, even if everyone's constantly second-guessing his true love.
When I first started acting, people would treat me and they would be like, how are you going to do this? You're a DJ, you know, how are you going to act? You don't know how to act. And I'm like, give me some faith, guys. Give me some credit. You know, I went to drama college. You know what I mean? I know how to do this.
Yeah.
So I had to prove myself. And then after this, it's sort of like, yeah, so he's DJing now. He's one of these celebrity DJs. How can you DJ when you're an actor? And I'm like, really? I don't want to do this all over again. You know, it's continually proving that I can do things.
Right.
I'm not just a one-trick pony.
Hodor. Hodor!
Don't, Hodor.
Where do you live?
I don't really live anywhere.
Yeah.
I live in Belfast still.
Okay, and where do you do most of the shooting for the show?
In Belfast.
Is that how it happened? You were there and you said...
No. I mean, I actually auditioned for a movie called Hot Fuzz. I didn't get the part, so I just kind of forgot about it. Uh-huh. And maybe 5 or 6 years later, I got this random call wanting me to do like one tape, and apparently the casting director just couldn't imagine anybody else for this part.
And, like, what does he mean to you now that you've done it for 4 or 5 years?
He feels like a friend.
Yeah.
You know, I like the guy as a person, if I'm going to talk to him like a schizo. I'll miss him if he's not in my life.
So, like, when the show ends, you'll inevitably start to miss him.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, I missed him last year. I wasn't in
right.
You know, I miss the costume, even though it smells.
What does it smell like?
Death. Smells of 8,000 corpses.
It looks terribly uncomfortable. How bad is it?
Right.
For season, I mean, what is it? Like, can you describe what the costume
is? It's an inch thick of wool, which was horribly warm in the first place. And then in season 3, you'll see us slaughtering rabbits at the campfire.
That's not how you skin a rabbit.
I know how to skin a rabbit.
Not by the looks of it.
So for continuity, they thought, I know, we'll add 70 dead rabbits to that, because it almost feels like it's the end of his journey.
Yeah.
And like, you have to do this yourself, little guy.
Yeah.
I can't help you anymore. And that was really emotional for me. It was almost like letting a child go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. If the producers of the show or the writers of the show came up to you, or George came up to you and said, like, hey, you know, we really want to know, since you've embodied this character so well, what would you like to see happen in season 6? Is there something in the back of your head that you'd really love to see happen for Hodor?
I think he deserves a holiday. Some sort of spa treatment on his back.
So if you could ask for something more practical, is there something?
I just think he would like to know I would like to know a bit more about his past.
Yeah.
Why he only says that one word.
Yeah.
Just for definite.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to know.
That's Christian Nairn talking with Sean Ramisvaram in 2015. Since that interview originally aired, Game of Thrones viewers did learn why Hodor only says that one word in one of the most memorable and memeable moments of the series. By the way, that Google thing does not work anymore. And as for our Studio 360 alumnus Sean, these days, every day, you can hear him on Today Explained, the Vox newscast that he hosts.